All right, you guys, Tom Woods has been trying to get me to do this forever on Facebook, but I hate Facebook. But now I'm going to do it on Reddit instead. Anyone who donates a monthly subscription donation at paypal.com or at patreon.com/ScottHortonShow will get a ticket to join up my new private Reddit group at r/ScottHortonShow. Just email me and I'll get you set up. Any single PayPal donation of $50 will get you a signed copy of my book, Fool's Errand, Time to End the War in Afghanistan. And a $100 donation will get you either a QR code silver commodity disc or a lifetime subscription to Listen and Think audiobooks. Of course, I accept all kinds of digital currencies as well. You can find out all this stuff at scotthorton.org/donate. And of course, don't forget to shop amazon.com by way of my link. And give me a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or Amazon if you read the book and liked it. Thanks.
Sorry I'm late. I had to stop by the Wax Museum again and give the finger to FDR.
We know Al-Qaeda, Zawahiri, is supporting the opposition in Syria. Are we supporting Al-Qaeda in Syria?
Well, it's a proud day for America. And by God, we've kicked Vietnam Syndrome once and for all. Thank you very, very much.
I say it again, you've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked.
These witnesses are trying to simply deny things that just about everybody else accepts as fact.
He came, he saw, he died.
But we ain't killing their army, but we killing them. We be on CNN like, say our name, Ben, say it three times.
The meeting of the largest armies in the history of the world. Then there's going to be an invasion.
All right, you guys, introducing Representative Walter Jones of North Carolina. You might remember he invented the term freedom fries back during the run-up to Iraq War II, but he's had a real change of heart and has really turned into a Ron Paul-type anti-interventionist Republican congressman since then, and to pretty good effect. Welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Scott, thank you. It's been a while, and always glad to be on the show with a person that feels the way I do about war. And thank you, and I look forward to your questions.
Well, very happy to have you here. And it looks like you're doing some pretty good work. You got a new resolution, House Resolution 922. What does it do?
Well, Tulsi Gabbard, who is a congresswoman from Hawaii, and I are the co-sponsor. I'm the original. She's a co-sponsor. She's a Democrat, and she's also a major in the Hawaiian National Guard. She has been on active duty in Iraq, and she's a fine member of Congress. And she and I have joined Bruce Fine. Bruce helped, you know, he's a constitutional lawyer, and he helped us draft this legislation. It's actually what they call a House resolution. Let me restate that. We are just sick and tired of not having any vote by Congress, which is our constitutional responsibility, Scott. And as you know, Madison said, I'm going to paraphrase, that it's the legislative branch's responsibility to debate and vote, not the executive branch. So what we've done is to put in H. Resolution 922 that says that a president that commits troops around the world but does not come to Congress can be impeached. This has nothing to do with Trump. It could be a Democrat in the future. What Tulsi and I are trying to do is to get the Congress to wake up from its coma and start looking at the fact that we need to use our constitutional responsibility and debate and have votes based on our debate.
Yeah, well, and it sounds like this should be kind of low-hanging fruit, right? Because you're not specifically taking on the 2001 AUMF and the so-called War on Terror. You're taking on the basically what they use the war on terror as a bait and switch for, these regime changes against secular governments, the war against Al-Qaeda's enemies, the Houthis in Yemen, and things like that, right?
Scott, you're exactly right. When you mention Yemen, here we are back in the Saudis, who are the Saudis who brought down the towers, meaning that they financed those hijackers to bring down the towers, hit the Pentagon, and crash the plane in Pennsylvania. We think that a president should come to Congress and explain to Congress why he needs to commit troops and ask Congress to debate and support. Too many times, presidents see that they have an authority from the 2001 AUMF, and so they just continue to expand based on some legal opinion, which I think is questionable, but they expand their commitments around the world. As you mentioned in the introduction, I'm like Ron Paul. I'm sick and tired of America sending our young men and women to die around the world when we don't even have a vote, and we're trying to become the policemen of the world, and we're financially broke. As you know, our debt's well over $23 trillion.
Yeah. Well, now, I'm sorry. I got so many different questions for you. I'm trying to decide which order to ask them. I guess.
Okay.
So, first of all, how much other support do you have in the House for this? Any?
Well, yesterday was our first announcement. We had four people to speak at the news conference, of course, Chelsea Gabbeth and myself. What we were doing yesterday was making the announcement that we have introduced a resolution. Now, we're out for August in 1 week, so what we're going to do when we get back in September is write our colleagues and both parties, ask them to join us in this resolution with the hope that we can get a hearing in the Committee of Jurisdiction sometime in September. That's why people like yourself around this country want to thank you personally for getting involved and trying to help us with this resolution.
Yeah. You know what? I wonder if you ever challenge your other colleagues in the House and say, yeah, but you took a sacred oath before God to uphold the U.S. Constitution. Did they just break out laughing in your face or what?
Scott, it's almost like they don't care. I've signed well over 11,000 letters. I mentioned that in the news conference yesterday to families who've lost loved ones and extended families, loved ones around the world, going back to the Iraq War. I take this personally because I did not serve, and I made a mistake of giving Bush and Cheney the authority to go into Iraq.
Yeah, I mean, it sure seems like since when about 2004 or 5 was when you had your change of heart, and you've been working really hard ever since then to make up for it, huh?
No, you're exactly right. About 2005, mm-hmm. I joined Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, Neil Abercrombie. We had a bill that with four of us put in to say we needed a timetable to bring our troops out of Iraq.
Mm-hmm. And then, so I'm curious, too, about your reputation in North Carolina. This is a heavily militarized state in the Union, as much as any other, at least. And if I remember right, you represent a district in Congress that has more than one military base in your district. So how do these war veterans, especially combat veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan, take your position on foreign policy now, sir?
Well, now we go back to Afghanistan, agree with me. In fact, the former commandant of the Marine Corps is Chuck Kulak, the 31st commandant of the Marine Corps, and he has been my advisor on Afghanistan for over 5 years, and he agrees with me it's time to come home.
All right, y'all, here's who sponsors this show. Mike Swanson, author of The War State, The Rise of the Military-Industrial Complex in America After World War II. It's just great. And also he gives investment advice at wallstreetwindow.com. Subscribe there. And when you do, you'll want to follow his advice and buy some precious metals for your savings. You go to Roberts and Roberts Brokerage Inc., RRBI.co, and tell him Scott sent you. Read No Dev, No Ops, No IT by Hussein Badakhshani, How to Run Your IT Business Like a Libertarian. Zencash at zencash.com or zensystem.io. and thebumpersticker.com. Stickers for your band or your business or whatever you need, thebumpersticker.com. And if you want a new 2018 model website and you want to save some money, go to expanddesigns.com/Scott and you'll save $500. All right, so now, yeah, I mean, you keep getting reelected, in quote unquote, in spite of your stance, but perhaps because of it, huh?
Well, I'm independent, Scott. I do what I think's right. And I tell people all the time that when it comes to war, and I didn't fight, I was not in the military, it's one of those things that I do feel my pain of committing troops to an unnecessary war that was manufactured by the Bush administration.
Yeah, and now, so what about the current situation in Syria, for example, where ISIS is all but vanquished? The CIA is apparently no longer backing al-Qaeda, which is good. But now, according to different press reports and administration statements, they're there to protect against Iran and Hezbollah. Nothing to do with the old AUMF mandate to fight al-Qaeda at all. In fact, to fight al-Qaeda's enemies there.
Well, that's the problem, is that the administration, such as Obama and now Trump, their lawyers are telling them that they have the authority based on 2001 and 2002 AUMS, which I think is legally questioning. But therefore, my point is, Congress, you need to debate a new AUMF. And most of my colleagues in both parties agree with me on that, but we can't get Paul Ryan to authorize a new debate.
Well, and I worry about that too, right? Because you have the new AUMFs that have been introduced are almost all worse than the one we have now.
Right. No, the one that the Senate put in, I'm very much opposed to. Mm-hmm. We do not have an AUMF, a new AUMF on the House side. We do not.
And the one that they've introduced in the Senate is basically, it seems to cede congressional war power to all presidents indefinitely.
Yep. Well, that again is why we put in H. Resolution 922, just to try to get a debate started, not just in Congress, but among the American people.
Yeah, well, I sure wish you good luck with that. I mean, I think overall the American people, including the American right, are sick of war. They've had a change of heart just like you have had, maybe not as severe as yours, but I think the American people pretty much are behind you if we could get the word out for this thing.
Well, Scott, thank you so much, and I appreciate your friendship and your interest in the subject matter.
All right. Well, thank you for coming back on the show, sir. I really appreciate it. Good luck to you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, you guys. That is Walter Jones, Republican of North Carolina, and he and Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii have this resolution in Congress, number 922, to make it clear that any unauthorized war launched by a president does amount to high crimes and misdemeanors for which he could be removed from office. So, assuming your congressman is worth a damn at all, why don't you go ahead and give him a try on this, huh? House Resolution 922. All right, y'all, that's it for the show. Check me out at libertarianinstitute.org, scotthorton.org, antiwar.com, twitter.com/Scott Horton Show. Appreciate it. And buy my book, Fool's Errand, Timed and the War in Afghanistan.